An archaeologist believes that treeless rise is the likely location of McDowell Station, built by Joseph Sr. It was near the intersection of the road that now is Independence Boulevard, which at the time extended past Green Street to that point, and one coming off the hill behind you across Bost Road. Joseph Sr. died in 1771, leaving the house to Charles and 12 enslaved people each to him and his brother. The term station implies a home that also served as a trading post and was fortified for protection against attack, with thick walls and perhaps a palisade, or wall, of vertical logs. Indeed, McDowell Station likely was attacked as part of the 1776 raids. According to a letter written July 14, 1776, by Rutherford, "Colonel McDowell, 10 men more and 120 women and children is besieged in some kind of a fort, and the Indians round them." Apparently, the Cherokees gave up, perhaps fearing other militia would arrive if they stayed too long. As already described, that indeed happens the next month. When the Overmountain men return here after King's Mountain, the British and Loyalist officers among the prisoners are lodged comfortably in the house, according to one of them. Their welcome is less than warm, though. Some of them were part of a party that raided the area during Ferguson's stay in the region and stole Charles's and Joseph's best clothes. Their widowed mother, Margaret, had warned the officers then that fortunes change, and now is little interested in housing these thieving vagabond Tories. Charles persuades her nonetheless.
British surgeon Dr. Ouzel Johnson wrote, "We were well entertained and got a good supper, which we stood in great need of, having eat nothing all day but a raw turnip which I begged from the guard."
Joseph Jr., also a Patriot militia officer, had his own home on land bequeathed to him by his father. It was along Silver Creek on the other side of the river. Just one block away is Charles's substantial wedding gift to his son Charles Jr. in 1812, an unusual brick house you can still visit. See the last historical tidbit below for directions. A roughly 20-minute detour round trip will take you to the home site where a Patriot woman sacrificed herself for a soldier. Follow the instructions in the Cherry Fields section below, and then go to that audio clip. Or you can skip to the cemetery section further down and hear her story at her grave. That is nearer.